Tom, how are you?
I'm great this morning. Good to talk to you, Tony.
Thanks for being back with us. Before we talk about the op-ed piece that you wrote for the Lansing State Journal yesterday, I want to get your general impression. Now that you've had a couple of days to let the dust settle, what are your thoughts about what happened via the election nationally as well as here in the state of Michigan?
Well, I think the overall comment is Democrats got a spanking, and that certainly happened here in this state and seemed to happen nationally as well. Here in Michigan, some of that is certainly is a reflection on the auto industry imploding here in the state and the economy going down. And some of it, I think, is tied to lost opportunities, as I've talked about in the past. We in a state, as former state superintendent, used to be the focus is on reading, writing, and arithmetic. We need the new three R's, which is restructuring, reforming, and, as the governor-elect, Governor-elect Snyder has talked about, reinventing, the third R, reinventing the state. And now we're going to have to see exactly what those terms means under a Snyder administration.
Well, Tom, in your op-ed piece in yesterday's Lansing State Journal, the title reads, "The campaign is over. Now the work begins. Give Governor Snyder a chance to create policy consensus." When I hear the term reinvent, it doesn't mean much to me except for the fact that I want details. People need details. They want details. What exactly is the governor going to do to reinvent the state?
Well, I think everyone wants detail and everyone wants change. But I'd say really the only person that likes change is a baby when they have a bit of a mess. I think what we're going to see here in the state of Michigan is as these terms start to get defined, people are going to get a little more anxious about what those change and reinventing mean. The first out of the jump is that we have at least a $1.6 billion deficit that the governor has to propose his budget in the first few weeks of administration. I predict, make it known here, Tony, if I'm wrong, but I think that $1.6 billion is going to be low. I think when you pull back the covers and look under the carpet, my expectation is that number is going to be north of a $2 billion deficit that the new governor is going to have to deal with. So right off the bat, you're going to have to find $2 billion worth of change. Also, one of the things that that I've been critical about in op-ed pieces that I've written across the state and in guest appearance is the lack of restructuring and reforming of state government and local units of government and school districts for the past 8 years. We've known that these issues need to be tackled, and they're very tough. And I think you're going to see Governor Snyder step up to the plate and address some of the issues like healthcare, consolidating the healthcare, perhaps around something that Andy Dillon, the former speaker, talked about. I think he's going to force, either through carrots or sticks, shared services at school districts and municipalities. And I think that you're going to see some addressing of the long-term pension problem that we're facing as a state, where we have made promises that it stands now we can't afford.
We talk to union officials quite frequently here on the program, and the consensus is that unions have had to make many cuts and make many concessions, but I get a sense that jobs are going to be cut as well as more wages and more benefits.
Well, I think that what you're going to see is, and it shouldn't surprise anybody, but perhaps more of a private sector approach and in some ways would be practical approach. Look, I've worked with state employees, and some of the best people that I've ever worked with are Michigan state employees, whether that's when I worked in the governor's office for Governor Blanchard or his state department of mental health director or state superintendent. Some exceptional people, and they deserve decent salaries and benefits. But, you know, on the private side, people take a look at it last year and see when we're $2 billion in debt and yet we're giving a 3% increase to our employees. Most people on the private side scratch their head and say, that doesn't make sense when you don't have money to keep the lights on and you're increasing your cost of doing business. So I think you're going to see some of those issues. But I've also seen the candidate, Snyder, and now Governor-elect Snyder, be practical and reasonable in his approach. I don't think it's a meat cleaver approach or an anti-labor approach, but it is a realistic approach and facing the issues, as it's been said in Lansing, where the can continually gets kicked down the road and we don't address these issues. And as I've said, if you've got a hole in your roof, pretending to fix it doesn't stop the rain from coming in. And in the state capitol, there's been a lot of pretending and spending for the better part of this lost decade.
And Tom Watkins, it seems like the biggest challenge initially is going to be reestablishing the lines of communications. As you're well aware of, there were challenges between the governor, the lieutenant governor, the speaker, the minority leader to get together and find common ground and work together.
Well, I understand that tweeting and blogging and texting is probably not the best way to develop a relationship between those governmental leaders, and I understand that's a lot of way things got done. I think that Governor-elect Snyder is going to have some challenges because there's so many new players and faces. I mean, he doesn't have to just warm up with the relationship. He's going to have to develop that relationship. But what I've said in this piece yesterday, and it's still posted to the Lansing State Journal, and I encourage people to read it, is, you know, we need to stop the perpetual election. And so whether you're a Democrat or Republican coming into this administration, we all should be rooting for Governor Snyder's success. Because if he fails, all of us fail. We cannot continue to have this, you know, caucus of no or hell no and sticking the stick and the spokes of every idea. The fact is we've got a significant budget problem, and we have some responsibility to restructure and reform and reinvent government for the 21st century, not the 19th and 20th century, and understand that Michigan is no longer a rich state. And so we're going to have to take a look at a lot of the ways that we used to do business, and saying that we've always done it this way just isn't going to cut it moving forward.
Tom Watkins' op-ed piece is in yesterday's Lansing State Journal. Go to lsj.com, and you can check that out. Tom, have an excellent weekend.
I will do so. Go green.